Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Trump is in Germany, where he is set to meet with Chancellor Angela Merkel. Earlier Thursday, Trump warned that the values of the West are under attack and questioned whether its people have the will to fight for it. Speaking in Warsaw, Poland, the president said the fundamental question of our time is whether the West has the will to survive.
The transatlantic bond between the United States and Europe is as strong as ever, and maybe in many ways even stronger. This continent no longer confronts the specter of communism. But today we're in the West, and we have to say there are dire threats to our security and to our way of life. You see what's happening out there. They are threats. We will confront them. We will win.
Trump asked a largely supportive crowd, do we have enough respect for our citizens to protect our borders? Many polls are supportive of Trump's proposed ban on immigration from some Muslim countries and are fiercely opposed to accepting quotas of refugees from Europe. President Trump said Thursday that Russia may have meddled in last year's U.S. presidential election, but said others also might have interfered. He spoke at a press conference in Warsaw before heading to the G20 summit of world leaders. He said, nobody really knows for sure, in reference to the meddling in the U.S. elections. Trump's statement is at odds with the conclusion reached by the U.S. intelligence community that Russian President Vladimir Putin personally directed a campaign to discredit the election to damage the reputation of Trump's opponent, former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.